Well, debate in Washington has been heated over a controversial proposal to extend the Keystone Pipeline, which would carry tar sands oil from Canada, to refineries along the Texas Gulf Coast. And now a new fight about the possibility of tar sands oil running through a pipeline across parts of northern New England.
On Saturday, more than 1,400 people braved the winter chill to march in Portland, Maine, in what was billed as the largest rally against tar sands oil in the Northeast. Protesters object to a possible plan to pump tar sands oil from Montreal down to Portland. Here's Congresswoman Shelley Pingree, a Democrat, addressing the crowd.
And I, on behalf of my constituents in Maine, am going to ask the Obama administration to do a full environmental review of any attempts to pump tar sands to that old pipeline.
Seth Koenig is the Portland bureau chief for the Bangor Daily News, and he's been covering this issue extensively, and he joins us now. Hi, Seth. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Sounds like there was a lot of enthusiasm at that rally on Saturday. Tell us precisely what prompted this protest.
Well, for a long time now, environmental advocates have suspected that there are plans afoot to reverse the flow of the Portland to Montreal pipeline, sort of making it a Montreal to Portland pipeline instead, and moving tar sands oil from Alberta, Canada, out to the international market through the port of Portland. They've been having rallies and events and things for several months, better part of a year actually, to sort of raise awareness about their suspicions and to talk about what they believe are the dangers of that project if it were ever to come to fruition.
Well, talk about these suspicions, because at this stage there are actually no plans to reverse the pipeline and pump tar sands oil down to Maine, right?
Well, that's what the owners of the pipeline and the people who manage the pipeline have come out and sort of said repeatedly in response to these rallies. Most recently, they issued a statement in response to Saturday's rally and described the type of information coming out of these events as misinformation. They've said that they've got no project sort of waiting to pull forward, and so they're arguing that this is a much ado about nothing.
Right. And so I'm curious, though, from the vantage point of the protesters, where do they say they're getting their information from, or what are their suspicions based on, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Sure. Well, there's been a lot of active permits filed and on the other side of the border in Canada to reverse the pipelines leading into Montreal. And their argument is, you know, why would you be doing that if you didn't want to connect the dots all the way back down to the international market? They also can look back at, I mean, there is a track record here. Back in 2008, there was something called Project Trailbreaker, which was sort of talked about by Enbridge, which is an oil company on the other side of the border, to, in fact, go all the way through Maine through this pipeline. So it's not completely unspoken of on the oil company's side to reverse this flow. It's just that since 2008, they've said that project has been sort of left in the drawing board. They've made no further sort of overtures towards pursuing it, and the folks on the pipeline side of things have said that project is dead. And there are no projects in the imminent future.
I see. And Seth, remind us why tar sands oil is so controversial.
Well, you know, from a pipeline perspective, it's so much more dense, acidic, and corrosive than sort of the less controversial crude oil that's frequently flowing there. They've got to dilute it with toxic chemicals like benzene in order to get it to even move, and they've got to use much higher pressure and higher heat in order to get it moved through the pipeline. And in the case of Maine, the pipeline is 62 years old, and environmental advocates are very concerned, and probably rightfully so, that such an old pipeline would be able to handle those toxic chemicals, that sort of acidic material and that heat and that pressure. They worry that it would split and leak in places. And they do have, you know, tar sands oil does have a track record of leaking more than conventional crude oil does through the same pipelines.
Right, so there's real environmental, potential environmental hazard there. Seth, let me ask you this. We heard Congresswoman Pingree there talking about going to Washington and demanding from the Obama administration a full environmental review of any attempts to pump tar sands oil through the portion of the Maine pipeline. Earlier this month, the town of Casco in Maine voted to approve a resolution against moving this oil through the pipeline. Are there plans for other towns to follow suit?
Well, we've got Wyndham taking a look at it. They're supposed to, I believe Wyndham is supposed to vote on it at some point this week. Portland last week, the city council took up consideration of a policy that would refuse to buy oil from refineries that process tar sands oil. They didn't actually approve it. They sort of kicked it back to committee for more research. Burlington, Vermont, I believe, has also joined in terms of taking a stand against this proposed or suspected project. So, yeah, I mean, I saw one place say that there are 50 communities that are sort of considering making some kind of a move or a stand on the subject in the near future. I don't know.
All right.
You know, which 50 they are, but there's a handful of them up and down northern New England, from
okay.
what I understand.
So it sounds like a beginning of an anti-tar sands oil movement here in the Northeast. Seth Koenig, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
That's Seth Koenig. He's the Portland Bureau Chief for the Bangor Daily News.
Well, coming up, the majority of gun deaths in America are the result of suicides. So we'll take a look at why some say reducing gun violence overall also means keeping guns away from those who would kill themselves. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.